This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. And if you have questions for them, we'll get you on the air right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can, of course, always find Klaus Financial online. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can learn a little bit about what's in the news at Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. When you get to klausfinancial.com, just scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. You can sign up right there. I'm signed up. It's not spammy or anything like that. It's literally once a week a snapshot of what's going on in the markets. And, of course, there's a link to the most recent podcast. And, by the way, CJ Malia, great to see both of you. From my Market Pulse newsletter last week, I clicked the link, and I started going back to, like, old shows from, like, 2013, 2014. You guys have been doing this a long time, and it is so darn cool to kind of listen back and say, you talk about consistency. The overall messaging has been exactly the same. And we're talking, you know, coming up on how many years now of doing this program. It is a really cool thing.
And we looked a lot younger then too, right? On the radio.
yes, absolutely. And so it's a great opportunity there. If you haven't signed up yet, definitely do that. Just get to klausfinancial.com. And again, Malia and CJ are a great resource. If you have questions, they'd love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll be talking a little bit about when you get into retirement, what's going to be over your head. We will talk about some of the advantages of where you want to lay down those roots in retirement, and also some questions about should you own or should you rent, or those type of things. Of course, we also do the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. We do that every week, but we also do the Klaus Quiz Question Week each and every week on the program. This week, got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Chili's. Little pro tip, if you listen closer to the program, typically both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about where to and how to retire, let's real quick take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, we had a lot of listeners last week, so thanks for listening and calling in. Our winner last week was Holly from McFarland, so congratulations. She answered, the question, name the website where you can check your Social Security benefit at. We push this each and every week almost, it feels like, to make sure our listeners are going to the website www.ssa.gov to look up your own benefits. So thanks again for calling in and listening.
Very cool website there. And again, we'll do another Klaus Quiz Question Week this week on the program. As mentioned, of course, calls are welcome at 321-1310. Of course, you can also find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about looking towards retirement. And I've got to assume, as people are looking kind of at retirement, and kind of once they get into that retirement mode as well, they're probably thinking about what to do with that home. Is it time to sell? Is it time to move on from this thing? Let's talk a little bit about that discussion and some of the factors to consider.
Yes, our average client is 67 years old. We have around 1,150 households that we work with. We've been in business for 43 years now. And so over the course of that time, you start to accumulate a lot of kind of data on people and a lot of knowledge in terms of behaviorally how people act. And one of them that's interesting to look at is as it relates to housing. So if our average client is 67, it means some of them might have, or even those in their late 50s, early 60s, have parents who are still living. And many times those parents are the ones who might be in a nursing home or still in a home, but maybe shouldn't be in a home, maybe having some memory loss issues. And inevitably, when we're meeting with the 50s or 60s, the kids, they're saying what? Well, they're saying, oh man, this is really stressful. Mom and dad don't want to move out of their home because they've lived there for 40, 50 years now. And it's just a sign of their independence, but they're beginning to be forgetful, or they're beginning to fall. And so we take that opportunity to tell people, well, don't do that when you get to that age, right? So the point of this is to say, we're all going to have to deal with the reality of our declining health, whether it be mentally or physically, the reality that age slows us down. And so start getting your mind wrapped around, and talk to your spouse about this or your partner in terms of, what is our plan when that happens? What are we going to do? Are we going to kick and scream when our kids tell us we need to move out of the house? Or are we going to be prepared? Are we going to turn over the keys? Are we going to move somewhere? And so this is important to be objectively looking at your situation. So some considerations. First of all, remember that everyone, perhaps even your adult children, have their own ideas about where a perfect place for you and your spouse would be to live. You know, some people will say, I want to live near my grandkids so I can see them grow up. Others will say, I want to be in a better, a warmer state. Whatever it might be, start that conversation. A second consideration, and probably in our minds one of the most important, should be taxation. So look at the future taxation for retirement accounts or pensions based upon where you're going to move. There are currently 9 U.S. states with no state income tax. Those are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Again, they have no state income tax. Now, it's important to note that these states often make up for that in other ways. It could be in a higher sales tax, maybe a higher property tax, but not always. I had a client say to me once, he goes, states have to make it in one way, shape, or form, so it's all the same. It doesn't matter where you live. And I said, no. As a matter of fact, we will run pro formas on this. We can prove that that is absolutely not true. There are states that are better on the dollar-for-dollar basis, even after you account for all the makeups, that are better for retirees if all we care about is taxation. Now, one other thing that Malia would say is, you know, we're both big family people. If my kids don't move to Florida and they end up in, I don't know, let's just call it Tennessee.
Sure.
If they end up in Tennessee and they're all there and I've got 10 grandkids, I don't really care what the tax environment is. I'm probably moving there, right? So there is this balance between what's the best taxation from a state income tax and overall tax standpoint and what is best in terms of where I want to live to be near my family.
Great stuff to consider there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Maybe you've got some questions about some of those states with no income tax. Maybe you've got some questions about when it comes to planning for your retirement. They are retirement planning professionals, CJ and Malia. They'd love to answer your question right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Looking at a fantastic forecast the week ahead. If you think back to about 6 months, heck, we'll just say 3 months ago. Not such a fantastic forecast. We'll talk about the weather, and it's an important consideration when it comes time to retire. We'll talk about some of the things you want to think about there. Of course, in the meantime, get to the website, klossfinancial.com. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Or give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It is not going to cost you a penny. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We're talking about houses in that last segment. I remember Bruce Williams used to do a radio show. I used to say, never love anything that can't love you back. And you think about you think about your house, that is one of those things. And I know some people talk about that with cars as well. Definitely keep that stuff in mind. Let's talk about as we're looking at the home and you know, making some considerations for really enjoying our retirement as much as possible. Weather is a consideration, isn't it, Malia?
Yes, it is. And, you know, many of our clients will say, well, if I could just pick up my home that's already paid for and move it to a different location, it would be perfect. And, you know, Sean's memory is short. Most of us know that winter did not just finish 3 months ago. It was more like yesterday or 2 weeks ago. And, you know, living in the in the Midwest, we realize that weather, while, you know, enjoying the seasons is great, as you look towards your retirement years, really being able to be out of the office, if you were an office worker of some sort, you know, looking to be more active and enjoying the seasons that don't include ice and snow, is important for many people. We're finding that our clients are tending to retire a little sooner in life, and they're very, very active. They're not just golfers, they're hikers. They're fishermen, and they're enjoying all sorts of different recreational activities. So if where you're currently living is not affording you all of that, if you're talking to your spouse and your spouse is thinking, I really want to be down in Florida, but you're thinking, I really want to be fishing in the lakes in Minnesota, you need to come to those conclusions before you head to retirement. So we really urge our listeners to talk to each other. And believe me, some people just don't talk to each other after many years of being married. So the question is, where are people moving? Now, some people are moving for health-related reasons. We have people that, you know, are asthmatic or they have skin conditions, and so moving to a drier climate sometimes makes sense. So for the third straight year, Smart Asset has analyzed migration data from the U.S. Census Bureau, and they found the top places where retirees are moving, comparing the number of retirees that immigrate into a city compared to the number of those emigrating out of it. So the top four states where retirees are moving is unchanged from last year's study. The top ones are Florida, surprise, Arizona, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So in 2018, 84,600 more retirees moved to Florida than left. Arizona came in second, had about 28,000, and the Carolinas followed suit. So just really interesting to see those. We're not just talking taxes here, we're talking weather, and that's when you're sitting there with your little grid. Make sure that you're including all these different factors.
How many of us have friends, maybe that your grandparents that are in Florida, and you love seeing the pictures until we start getting those cold days and you just got to kind of block them on social media?
That's right. Guys, we don't talk to our clients in those days.
Exactly. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they are fantastic resources. They are here to help. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website of Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge, that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Let's talk about something that also seems hard as we're talking about some of those connections we develop with inanimate objects like a home. Also, some of the things inside a home can be challenging. Let's talk about downsizing. Do you guys see a lot of retirees deciding now is a time to kind of rid ourselves of a lot of this stuff?
We do. Yeah, it varies couple by couple or person by person. But in general, there is this reality that sets in that, hey, even we've traditionally thought of a 2,000 square foot home as kind of moderate. But if you've ever been in a 2,000 square foot home with just you and a spouse and three bedrooms and a couple of bathrooms, you go, what are we doing? And of course, even my own in-laws and parents have said, yeah, but when the kids and grandkids come back, it's really great. And I'm like, so how often does that happen, yeah, right? And it's like, well, for that one time a year when they're back. So listen, reality is if you can afford these things and it's not going to impact your financial plans at all and you're willing to waste the money, and I am going to call it that, waste the money on it, then God bless you. That's fine. I can't say that I'll necessarily be different. But having that much space for a once or twice visit per year is not exactly using your money wisely. And so it's very common for us to see people looking at downsizing in retirement for a host of reasons, one of which is we just don't need the space and we'd rather have that excess income, right? So here's the idea. You can't eat your house, right? Everybody kind of knows that. I can't eat my house, but I can live in my house. Well, if I have $300,000 of equity tied up in my home, and for every $100,000 of equity I have tied up, or $100,000 of home value, I should say, that costs me, call it 1 to 3% in maintenance costs per year, That means that not only am I sitting on cash that I can't eat in the home, I'm also spending more per year to maintain that home. Not to mention that if you're in the great state of, say, Illinois or Wisconsin, you're getting clobbered on property taxes. Or if you're in the great county of Dane County, as we are here on this radio show, property taxes aren't too low, right? And so all of this stacks up to say, is it reasonable to look at a downsizing? The answer is a resounding, oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, yes, you should be looking at this. So again, typically about 1 to 4% is what we see for the value of your home in maintenance costs. And I would echo this, especially if you're either physically not able to do it on your own or too busy to do some of that work on your own. Those costs can really stack up. So looking at a possible downsizing could make sense. Now, according to the data from TD Ameritrade in 2018, an estimated 42% of Americans plan to downsize in retirement. So not only is what we're saying, you know, hopefully good for people to hear, but a lot of them are actually digesting that and looking to downsize.
Really good information as always. Sorry about that, CJ. You want to add one more?
Final thing. I like to give people tangible items to walk away with. Both Malia and I do. One of them would be Kiplinger's state-by-state guide to taxes for retirees. Let me repeat that. Kiplinger's state-by-state guide to taxes for retirees. Sean, you're looking at the sheet as though it should be on there. It's not on there. It's not on there.
It never is.
It never is. So Google that. Kiplinger's state-by-state guide to taxes on retirees. It's fantastic. It shows a heat map of the country with different colors of states, from dark purple being bad to dark green being good. And you can click on it, and it'll actually click on the state, and it'll define for you why they're defining that as a good state for taxes on retirees. So it's a great little jump start. If you're looking at moving, but you don't know kind of where to begin and what state you'd want to move to, go there and it'll give you some good info.
That's Kiplinger's story. We'll mention it again before we roll out of here, too. That's very, very interesting stuff. Talking with CJ and Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Come back. We'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about the process of making that decision when it comes to housing, and it is a bit of a process. Friends from Kloss Financial will explain that to us coming up next. Don't forget as well the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. And don't forget also that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Here comes the big conversation, I think, which is going about making the decision when it comes to changing housing. Let's talk about knowing that you're making the right decision. Let's talk a little bit about that process and some of the considerations that need to be weighed.
Yeah, you know, and this brings up a good quote in my mind when we're talking about the potential idea of downsizing. Maya Angelou, she said, "We need much less than we think we need." Mm. And that's really, really true. And as CJ was explaining, going through the process of like, okay, someday I retire. And people can't get past that thought, like, okay, I am even going to retire. And what we're trying to do today is just walk you through the next steps. We recently had a realtor come in and speak to a group of our clients about the process. And it is a process over a few years figuring out what the next steps are. So she posed these questions, which really are important, looking at, first, how many bedrooms do you have now? And she actually had a grid. And she says, you raised your family with four, but how many do you want? And then how many do you really need? And so these really stop you in your tracks. Same question for bathrooms. What do I have now? What will I need? I mean, if you've got four bathrooms and there are only two of you, it's kind of hard to use all four at the same time. How many floors are in my house? Do I want or need this in the future? If I fall off my bike and I'm got to recover, am I going to be able to get up the stairs to go to my bed at night? Do I have a basement? Now, I moved here from California over 20 years ago, and trust me, I was so excited to get my first basement. But now, as I look in future years, do I need a basement? How often do I even want to go down there? And then where am I going to put all that stuff? Because we all put stuff in our basement. So, you know, that's actually the greatest fear most people have is, how will I move my stuff? Where, what will become of it? Then we talk about garages. Oh, my goodness. Do I really need a 3-car garage? That's going to change, perhaps. Do I have a big yard now that takes a whole day to mow? Do I want or need that in the future? And what about a pet? Do I have one? Am I going to still have one in retirement? Am I going to need a yard? And when you really crush through these questions, you're like, I don't know. But the longer you talk about it and work through it, you're probably going to come to a better decision. And that's what we want for all of our clients.
Very good stuff.
So a moment of transparency here. My wife and I moved into our house about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and we put all this stuff in the basement. And I bought like these expensive, really sturdy racks to put like lining the walls of our basement. I don't think we've touched it. So like, welcome to America, right? With a bunch of junk we just do not need. And really sometimes moving can be the most freeing process because you're just clearing out the junk.
Mm-hmm. And what do they say? I think it's after 3 years, if you haven't opened it from a move, they say you're not going to need it. So CJ, take note. Everyone take note. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Fantastic website. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right on the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge. That initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that number, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Name one of the top four states where retirees are currently moving. Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget again as well, that is Kloss Financial's telephone number right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always fun hanging out. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And also, just a quick reminder, next week will be the 4th, so we will not have a Money in Motion Kloss Financial show. But, of course, it's a great opportunity to get caught up on some of those podcasts at klossfinancial.com. Doctor comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.